Hi, this is Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are in the kitchen, the actual kitchen, his home kitchen, of a researcher to talk today about the supermarket, which is becoming a problematic place to go.
Yeah, if you ever want the advice of an expert in immunology on how to go shopping, here he is.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, my name is Achim Hörauf. I'm chair of the Institute of Medical Microbiology and Infectious Disease Epidemiology at the University Hospital in Bonn.
Achim, you recently, on a Saturday, went to a German grocery store superstore, and that got you thinking. What were you thinking about?
Yeah, I was really very tense then when I saw what happened, because inadvertently, as a doctor, you have been trained on entering an operation theater and what you must not do there in order to contaminate anything. And if you, of course, it cannot directly be compared to a supermarket, but there are things that could be easily done, like in any hospital now, where you go, you have a compulsory disinfectant for your hands, and this should be made compulsory for all the supermarkets.
So you're walking around the metro, Did you see the coronavirus everywhere you looked, or what was it like?
Yeah, I was sort of paranoid, liking to feel it everywhere. But of course, people go there. Some wear masks, some even wear these high-level protection masks that protect themselves. But of course, there are so many instances where you can spread the virus from one person to the other. For example, the contact point for my credit card didn't work, so I had to put it in and press the PIN code. And if that's done 10 times every hour, we have a good chance of infecting ourselves from there. And we are just, in some cases, not ready really for a low contagious event like just shopping.
And as I understand it, the risk is relatively low for now, because right now, at the time of recording, about 1 in 800 Germans has the coronavirus or has had it. But as that number goes up, there's a very high likelihood, right, that someone earlier in the day was in there and they had the coronavirus.
Yeah, imagine that we go up to a frequency of 1 into 20 or 30 people or 1 into 100. That may really happen within 1 hour, that one person, one spreader can contaminate centrally used devices. And therefore, it would be really good if there is enough disinfection. And at the same time, it's something that I think the population is ready to do, because it's just for the hour when they go shopping. And it is much less of a restriction as if you were allowed only to go out one person at a time.
I'm just looking over to your kitchen here, Achim, which is really nice. Assuming that people touched things at Metro where you were shopping, Maybe the things that you have in here, coronavirus could be in here.
Right. Theoretically, it could be, or in practice, I hope not, it could be here. Imagine that you have a frequency of 1 in 50 people having coronavirus, and you see people touching the goods that are on sale and putting them back on the shelf. And if one person spreading the virus does that, there is a chance of maybe 1 in 200 items that might be contaminated. We also, of course, know that if we are lucky and this good is then retained in the shelf for 1 or 2 days, coronavirus is down to very low levels and the risk of spreading is again low. But unlucky chains of events may lead to contamination.
I've read online people saying that they go shopping, they take all the groceries home, and they leave them in the garage or outdoors for about 3 days. Mm-hmm. Is that? Do you recommend that? Is that, you have a box of Frosted Flakes over there? Do you do the same thing?
Well, actually, it's a good idea, and I would say one should maybe turn towards it as the frequency, the prevalence in the population goes up. It's definitely something that will lower the chance that you bring home some coronavirus that is sitting on a package of sausages or whatsoever, because we know that the infectious titer goes down on surfaces within a couple of hours already. So if you really need to open this stuff, if you wait already 6 hours, you've done something good. The longer you wait, the better. And this is something, in theory, I haven't done it, I must confess, but I should do it in the future.
And again, that was Dr. Achim Hörauf telling all of us, all of the listeners out there, please make sure to disinfect your groceries and disinfect your hands and wear a face mask.
Science Unscripted.